BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcast.
Scott Mills.
On today's Scott Mills Daily Podcast, Chris tries to meet some of the royal superfans. There are hundreds of them, all camped outside Buckingham Palace. Don't even know why they're outside Buckingham Palace, because neither Harry, Meghan, or their new unnamed baby are there. I guess it's just a royal place to go. But you'd think that Chris might be able to find someone to speak to. Every time you watch BBC News or Sky News, there's loads of them.
I wanted a real eccentric. That's what I was aiming for.
Yeah, because we've all seen the videos that have gone viral of the people that are just like, I mean, they're real big fans.
Oh, mate, losing it.
So I thought it'd be quite easy to find them. You'll hear how we get on. Also, there's another Stark Guide to Britain. Listen up, Huddersfield. You're next. And where's the place near you where you can park up? Hope you're good this afternoon.
There is all of this stuff going on with the royal baby, right, Scott? And I think it is a little bit over the top. However, I'm loving the ridiculousness of it. I'm loving some of the people that they get on the news talking about the royal baby. I love the excitement.
It's a special kind of person that only comes out when there is a royal baby being born.
Yes.
I don't know what they do the rest of the time.
Mate, they love it as well. And also, there's no work or anything. It's like, whatever's going on in their lives, it doesn't matter anymore.
Yeah, I mean, none of these people seem to have any kind of job. But they're always there outside, aren't they?
And maybe that's what they view as their job. Each their own, right? As we've said on the show before, love anyone that has a passion in anything. And I believe that you should fulfil that passion to the utmost. And that's what these sort of royal baby fanatics do.
Can I play you a particularly excited one that I saw on Sky News?
Yes, I love this.
I mean, I did watch half an hour of Kay Burley discuss whether the baby was going to be HRH or not, but it was strangely fascinating. Okay, here she is, very excited royal fan.
Wonderful news that you
said. Oh, fantastic news! It is so wonderful. News. We've waited for ages. I've been bubbling all week. I'm like that bottle of champagne.
What I love.
Ages!
We've been waiting ages!
What I love is her matey, the whole time this is happening, is like frantically trying to uncork a bottle of champagne.
Yeah.
It's kind of sweet, isn't it, that they're buzzing from it. But I do love the overexcitement. So what I thought I would do today is I'd go to Buckingham Palace, which, to be honest with you, is totally irrelevant as a place in this whole birth thing. It's neither where the baby was born or the baby is. All the parents live, like, it's royal.
The baby was born on like the road down from where we are now.
Yeah, so I thought I would go along there and try and find some more people like that for the show. I thought it'd be easy to do, because also all the proper journalists, Sky News, Newsbeat, all of that, Newsbeat, they find these types of people.
Oh, because there's hundreds of them.
Mm.
I'm interested to see who you found.
Scott Mills.
So Sophie has been up to Windsor Castle on her lunch and saw all the people going crazy. They're outside Buckingham Palace, they're outside Windsor Castle, everywhere.
They're like royal fanboys and fangirls.
Super fans.
We've waited for ages!
And there's so many to talk to. Like, you never run out.
Oh, that's what I thought. So I went to Buckingham Palace because I wanted to go meet some of these people, and basically I wanted them on the show.
You're right, why are they outside Buckingham Palace? Neither of them are there.
Exactly.
Or the baby.
Exactly, but I thought I'd go there and try find some. Mm. Anyway, the first one, first struggle that I had was actually getting hold of people. I couldn't believe how hard it was. No one wanted to talk to
me. Mate, I've seen it on TV.
I know, right?
They talk to everyone. Okay, let me hear this.
Excuse me, do you have a couple of words about the royal baby? No? No? Not keen? Hi guys, we're talking about the royal baby today. Would anyone like to talk? Not happening. Excuse me. Have you got 1 minute to talk about the... No, no time. Busy tourists. That's a paradox.
No one was stopping, honestly.
Right. Can I check you were outside the right building?
In what sense?
Well, were you at Buckingham Palace? You know
I was just right? Round the corner from Buckingham Palace.
Right.
I was like, I was next to it.
But you know what Buckingham Palace looks like.
Yeah, obviously because, I do.
Yeah, but like...
I was the one who went there.
But how come you're not finding them?
They just weren't stopping. I don't know what was going on. And also, I was after the people that were, like, dressed in Union Jacks. And then I thought, right, I'm going to change my tack. I'm going to try and find Americans.
Yeah. Oh, they love it.
Because they'll love this whole baby thing,
yeah.
Won't they?
Yeah, yeah. Okay, cool.
Excuse me. We're from the BBC. We're doing bits on the royal baby. Where are you from?
Vermont. USA.
Now, listen, we're taking guesses on the baby names.
Which baby are you talking about?
Who's baby? You're having a laugh? Prince Harry's baby, Meghan Markle. Just to bring you up to speed, they've had a baby.
Oh, the baby's born.
Big news in the palace over there,
oh.
Right? What would you like to see the baby being called?
Is it a girl or a boy?
It's a boy. It's a boy. I'm pleased to inform you. Wow, that happened.
Arthur.
Arthur, yeah. Brilliant. Thank you so much. Lovely to meet you both. Have a lovely day. I just tried to give her a high five and she completely swerved me there.
This isn't particularly journalistic. No. I do like the idea of a journalist going, are you having a laugh?
Yeah, I just couldn't believe it. We finally get hold of an American. They haven't even heard about the royal baby.
Why are they there?
How?
Is that it?
That was the best that we got.
Scott Mills.
Hundreds of people camp outside the palace in Windsor Castle. Chris finds zero of them.
Is it a girl or a boy?
It's a boy.
I would like if you went. It's a man, actually, Derek.
Yeah.
Is it a girl or a boy?
A man, actually.
Baby, are you talking about?
Who's baby? You having a laugh?
Scott Mills.
Yeah, Lewis, Instagram Live is now happening in his mum's car.
Really?
Yeah. Singing along to that on Radio 1.
I love how much he loves his music as well and hearing it on Radio 1. That is pretty cool to see.
Do you remember the first time we had him on? It was a guy called Callum who'd been to see Lewis and then was, well, he nearly went to karaoke with him because he was backstage. He managed to get backstage and he was like, oh, great gig. And Lewis was like, yeah, come to karaoke. But he ended up going home with the girl instead. But then we got Callum on the show and asked him what he would sing with Lewis if it had happened.
I would have put him up for probably Miley Cyrus to climb.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, wow.
Ooh.
That was so quick. Go on, Lewis.
That's really
I can almost see it, that dream I'm dreaming. There's a voice. Is this the backing track?
You'll never reach it. Every step I'm taking, every move I make feels lost with no direction. My faith is fading.
I think this is the live lounge.
Go on.
Gonna be strong.
How do you know the words?
What do you mean, how do you know the words? It's an absolute classic.
Callum, join in. It's karaoke now.
Here we go.
I don't know the words. Oh, it's gonna be another Matty. Oh, it's gonna wanna make it more. And about how fast I get it. Sometimes you're gonna have to lose.
Wow. And then that rolled into us having a karaoke night out on Instagram with Lewis. It didn't go as well. Our bits, anyway. Don't ever try and sing with someone that really can.
Scott Mills.
You know you can email about anything to this show anytime. Chances are we probably will call you back. We'll take anything. Anything. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Stories, stuff that's happened, things you want to share. That's what we're here for. You make this show. So, Sam, I got your email. I mean, it's really not going well for you dating at the moment, is it?
No, they are not.
Tell us all.
So, my dating life, to put it in simple terms, sucks. I've literally done all I can. Well, I say all I can. I'm doing all the normal things. I mean, I'm on Tinder. I'm having no luck at the moment.
You sound like you're about to give up, Sam.
My grandma keeps nagging me. I mean, she's 80 years old. And she keeps nagging me saying, when am I going to bring a girlfriend over? And I've obviously explained the situation to her saying, nothing's going well at the moment. She was like, I've got friends. I was like, yeah, but I'm not going to be interested in an 80-year-old widow. So,
What's your nan's name?
Her name is Patricia.
Yeah, sorry, Patricia. I'm not going to date an 80-year-old widow.
Well, Sam, maybe you are being a bit too picky at the moment. Maybe you shouldn't rule that out.
Mind you, if you did go down that road, imagine like the tea and biscuit game.
Yeah.
I know, that's the only thing, but that's the thing. I don't want to get fat.
Okay. Sam, you've got two issues from what I can see here. One is just, it's not really working out in the love life area. That will happen. I'm not sure Tinder is always the best way for everyone. I think I would perform dreadfully on there. I don't think anything would really work out for me on that front. However, there's lots of ways of meeting people. And I'm sure you're a nice guy, so it will work out. You've got to have a bit of confidence in that.
Yeah.
But the other issue you've got, really, is you're being chased by family.
Yeah.
One of my friends recently has had so much bad luck with girls. What, like, it's not happening. His mum actually said to him, you know, you can tell me anything, can't you? He's like, no, no, it's not that. It's just that I can't. There's no girls.
Yeah. I mean, there was this one which was actually going really, really well. And she actually invited me to her sister's wedding where she was a bridesmaid. And I was like, oh, what do I wear? What do I wear? And she was like, oh, just wear something casual. So I actually turned up wearing shorts and a jumper.
It's a bit too casual for a wedding, maybe.
Yeah, and then that was the last I heard from her.
Sam, what's on the Tinder bio? What's written on there?
Basically, so I seem to have a thing with mums.
Okay,
quote of the day.
All of my friends' mums, I mean, exes' mums, they all love me.
Yeah, you're good with the mums.
I am good with the mums.
I pride myself in that also.
But this is where it gets awkward, because I then start up liking the mums more.
In what way?
I find them more attractive.
he's
wow.
Great.
Wow.
All right.
That's awkward, though, isn't it? It's like, yeah, sorry, I fancy your mum more.
What I don't get is I asked you what's on your Tinder bio. Mm. What is it? I love mums or something? What's going on?
It's basically. I will be honest, I copied and pasted it, so I don't know it word for word.
From
but
who?
It's regarding... This is how desperate I've been getting. So I Googled top 15 Tinder bios.
Wow. You are a gift. Yeah, okay.
And I saw this one, I thought, you know, that's me in a nutshell. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's basically, your mum ends up liking me, I weirdly end up start liking her. Before you know it, I'm your stepdad, and then I'm grounding you for being on Tinder.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Yeah.
I don't think this is necessarily the right way to go about things.
Mm. Yeah, it's an icebreaker. I mean, you get girls messaging, like, your bio's interesting, and then my response straight away is your mum cute?
Yeah. Yeah, okay, fine.
And then I usually don't get a response.
Well, no, but that doesn't surprise me. Because you're saying that you want to date them, and then you're asking about the mum straight away.
It's going to happen in the end. Scott
Mills. Back to Sam. So tell us a bit about you then.
Myself, I am 6 foot, and no, I'm not one of them people that claim to be 6 foot. I am six. I'm 4 millimetres over 6 foot.
Good.
I have brown hair, really green eyes. I have a cheeky smile. Other than that, I'm just, yeah.
Bang average.
Just disappointing, yeah. Well, not even average, just disappointing. I mean, I'm not ugly by all means. Well, I'm not saying I'm good looking either,
yeah.
But, you know, I'm in between. I'm average.
Yeah, I think we're all in this this boat, really.
But my ideal date, this is the thing. I'm not picky, like, I'm really not. Somebody that doesn't bite their nails is the main thing I don't go for.
Mm.
I mean, who likes bitten nails?
Yeah, I bite my nails, which is, yeah, really annoys me, actually. Mm. I annoy myself with it. All right, Sam, listen, I don't think we can help on your dating front. I'm being real here. I think you've got to have a bit of a look at yourself and learn how to sell yourself slightly better, because I don't think you're truly representing yourself. I know, I can see there's something in there that's wanting to get out, but even you're being negative with us. You've got to be positive in these situations, I think, if you really want it. However, where I think me and Scott can probably help is we could potentially get your gran or your nan off your back. If she's hassling you about bringing someone in, we, I'm sure, could find a listener that would be willing to pretend to be your girlfriend.
Or you could just...
Or I could pretend to be your girlfriend.
Or boyfriend.
Or boyfriend, actually. Yeah, maybe that would be a more realistic way to go. It'd be a curveball.
Well, yeah, I mean, anything at this moment. So, I mean, if she's happy with me bringing a boy home, then... Yeah.
I mean, it's an option.
Yeah, I used to run a service, a fake boyfriend service, for girls that were getting grief from family members about not having a boyfriend. And so I would then ring them and be the perfect boyfriend.
We would do it around Valentine's Day normally.
Yeah.
But Sam,
when is Valentine's Day? I don't even know.
It's way off. But as a special offer, one day only, I'm willing to do that for you to get the gran off your back. If you'd like me to give her a call, I can say, you know, that I want to introduce myself, a new love interest.
Yeah.
The only issue is with Patricia is she's very hard to get hold of.
Oh. Does she do that thing where they switch their phone off?
Yeah, she's
like,
one of them.
Why have you switched it off?
Yeah.
They do that.
Mull it over. If you'd like me to do that for you, I'm willing to call your gran. And equally, Scott, maybe we need to think about relaunching the service again, because I reckon there must be other people in this situation who just need family members off.
Yeah, they're just on all the time. Oh, why haven't you got a partner yet? So if you need that service also, let us know on 81199.
Yeah, Sam, stop feeling the pressure, mate. Love will come to you when you least expect it. Stop.
I just want somebody to show some interest.
Oh,
bless your heart.
If anyone's interested, hook me up.
Yeah, this desperation is really coming across well attractive.
Yeah.
Well, you never know. We'll see what's out there.
Yeah. Any mums?
I can smell it.
Oh, any mums again?
Stop the mums thing.
All right, okay. Anybody my age, that'd be great. Well, not even my age. Anybody a bit older than me, that would be great.
In fact, anyone.
Go on, Sam.
Just anyone.
Anyone that's breathing.
Well, anyone, please get in touch.
Female.
Scott Mills.
Pleased to say that in 1 hour from now, there'll be another Chris Stark Guide to Britain. These are so popular. People that are going new places in the UK for the first time, now relying on these guides. Because you tell them everything they need to know about the place they're about to go to.
Well, let's be real as well. We're trying to get a BBC Four-style series out of it. That's going to be the ultimate aim with this. But yeah, I like it because I learn something... Well, I learn a few things about a different town every time we do this. So I think it's good. If you need to learn about a town, it's good. But also, it's quite good to know about the town that you might be living in and learn more about it. Be proud of it.
If you'd like one of these guides, maybe you've got a weekend book somewhere, or maybe it is, like Chris said, your hometown or city, and you want to know more about it, stuff you probably didn't know before, email scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. We might call you back and get you on. We've got another one at 3:10. Now it's time for Funny Business. Okay, you're going to go first.
Yeah, so no laughing. That's the only rule with this.
Mm-hmm. It's just a simple idea where we call companies with funny names. Or clever names. Please do not laugh. Here we go. I'm connecting you now.
Good afternoon, Gay Dogs.
Good afternoon. Am I through to Gay Dog?
You are indeed.
Wow, what a name. Amazing.
Yes, it is. Very different.
Are you a dog groomers?
Yes, we are a dog groomers.
Okay. And just for gay dogs?
We do all sorts of dogs. And gay dogs.
Okay, so why called Gay Dog?
Well, I took over from a lady that used to have it, and she named it in 1964. I was going to change it when I took over, and people said, no, don't change it, because it's good for business, because even people that don't have dogs knew the shop.
Okay.
But yes, it's we do all sorts of dogs, from a 70-kilo Malakai, which is a Turkish breed, right down to a tiny Chihuahua.
When you say you do all dogs, what is it you're doing?
We clip them, bath them.
Sounds lovely. It's like a spa day for dogs.
It is, yes, in the shop now, because we've moved to a new premises. They've all got underfloor heating.
Little doggy massage.
Yeah, massage.
Do you have little doggy robes?
They have towels to be wrapped up in.
Oh, it just sounds fabulous. Yeah. And where are you based?
We're based just outside of Exeter in Devon, in a little village called Ead.
Amazing. All right, thank you so much for your time.
No worries. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Great one.
Yeah.
That's such a good name.
I thought it might be only Gay Dogs, like a gay bar for dogs, but not.
No.
That accepts any.
I get that impression as well. I like that business, that what they've got there is they've got a name from someone else and they've just had to keep it.
Yeah.
Too many people know it by now that it's not worth changing. But in current times, maybe the name is slightly more dated than perhaps it...
Yeah.
It does need explaining. Right, I've got one for you now. You ready?
So ready. Here we go.
Here we go.
Hello, the horny cow.
Sorry?
Hello, the horny cow.
The horny cow?
Yes, the horny cow.
I can't even think what your business is.
We're a farm shop.
Okay.
And we sell rare and native meats.
Okay, so you sell meat?
Yes.
Where does the horny bit come in?
Well, we sell, like, native and rare breed meats. So a lot of them have horns, like the Highland cow and Exeter's, and that's where the horns come from.
Cows with horns? Get out. Does that happen?
Like, have you seen a Highland cow?
I don't think I have.
Are you sure?
I don't know. I'm just looking up cows with horns now. Hang on. Sorry about this. Bear with. Oh, yeah, they do, don't they?
Yeah, last time I checked.
Oh, yeah, I've seen them. Yeah, they do, definitely. I don't know why I've not noticed them before. They're really quite prominent.
Right.
Anyway, whereabouts are you based?
We are between Pickering and Scarborough in Norfolkshire.
All right. Well, I just think it's an excellent name for a shop.
Thank you.
And thank you very much for taking my call, Horny Cow.
Okay, you're very welcome.
Okay, bye.
Thanks, bye.
One.
You like that one?
Yeah, very good.
Mm.
Did I sound stupid then? Cows with horns?
No, when I first heard about it, I had questions too.
I can't... See, it's the thing, I can't draw. I can't picture it in my head, that's why. If you asked me to draw a cow or a giraffe or anything now, I wouldn't be able to do it. Or a dog, I wouldn't be able to do it. But yeah, they do, some do have horns. Okay, that was funny business. If you know any in your area, email scott.mills@bbc.co.uk.
Scott Mills, BBC
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Peter, good afternoon.
Afternoon, lads, how are we?
Good, where are you? Liverpool?
Liverpool, yeah, in case you couldn't tell.
Okay, and what do you do?
I'm a builder.
All right, so are we on the site every day?
Yeah, on site every day.
Very good. Are you a football fan?
I am. Big Reds fan.
Big game tonight then, Scott.
Big game tonight.
I'm a bit nervous, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, you think they can do it?
I do think so, yeah. I've got hope in Klopp. Klopp's hopeful, so am I.
All right then.
Hey, we had one of Liverpool's finest on last week, Stephen Graham from Line of Duty.
Oh, Belter.
Yeah, he was so good. And we did this thing on the show where one unlucky listener had to hear a plot spoiler to the show that they hadn't yet seen. But we covered it up for you lot, the listeners, with some Birdsong.
Yep. See, I'm not blagging it,
here comes
am I?
The Birdsong.
Okay, Birdsong and plot spoiler, please.
So, Charlie. Throat.
Don't give any plot spoilers. Are you watching the show?
Yeah, I watched it last night on BBC iPlayer, catching up. So. Yeah.
Cool. Okay.
All up to date on it.
It really makes making my head fizz, but
it is quite brutal doing the plot spoiler thing. But I think we could do this with more people. It is it's brutal but funny to hear.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Listen, who do you normally pick on bangers?
It's usually a mix. Whoever's got the best tune, to be honest.
All right.
Whoever's got the best banger.
Go. I'll take that. But here's what I've got for you today, Peter.
Not bad.
Mumford and Sons. Oh, what's that noise?
It's all right.
Okay.
All right, Pete, you can have that. You can have my banger choice today, which is this.
Tune.
Oh.
Yeah.
Belt the tune.
This is Evanescence, Bring Me to Life.
Yeah.
Where did you find this?
I don't know, man.
This is a classic tune, this. Belters.
I've not heard it for a long time.
No. Their full childhood memories there.
Could be Iceland's Eurovision entry.
True. That's coming up soon, isn't it? Eurovision, we've not really spoken about this.
Yep.
And you're usually mad for it, aren't you?
Yeah, we've got a really odd situation, actually, where I'm absolutely buzzing for the FA Cup final because I'm a Watford fan. And on the same day, you've got the Eurovision final for Scott.
I mean, the same day, what are the chances? There's literally something for everyone, isn't there?
I know, it's the beauty of it, isn't it?
Yeah. Okay, what are you going to go for?
I think it's pretty obvious. I'm going to have to go with Chris.
Oi, big boy. Greg, your radio show is...
Thank you, Gordon.
Radio 1 Breakfast.
With Greg James.
This podcast is a daily bit of nonsense.
Come and give us your unpopular opinion.
I believe that dinosaurs
did
not exist.
Oh, come on.
Greg James.
If it sounds like your thing, then download it from the new BBC Sounds app. That sounds fancy, doesn't it?
That was Evanescence, which did sound epic, to be fair.
Big song.
Bring Me to Life. I don't know where you got that one from.
It was a random one, but that's what I love about bangers. I love it when you think of one just completely out of the blue.
Was that all your own work?
Yeah, you got to go off grid sometimes.
Yeah, you really did, but it worked out for you. Ed in Salisbury says, absolute tune. Jess and Nuki, amazing to hear this track again. Completely forgot about this, says Toby. Claire and Telford, absolute banger. Well done, you smashed it today, Chris.
Scott Mills.
Do you remember when Harry Styles' solo music came out a couple of years ago now? maybe a year or so ago, and he was performing Sign of the Times a lot on TV, and you tried to recreate his style.
It wasn't really recreating his style, it was more that it seemed to work well for him, and I wanted to show the difference between how can it work for Harry Styles and maybe it could work with me.
But he's Harry Styles.
Or why does it work with him?
He could wear an actual bin bag and it would look great.
Yeah, but that's only because... Right, that's not because he's good looking.
It is.
No, it's not. What it is because you're told that he's good looking. So it doesn't matter what he wears. It's a bit of an Emperor's New Clothes situation, I think.
Are you seriously saying that Harry Styles is not good looking?
No, I'm not saying that. But what I'm saying is... no one will say, you look like an idiot. To any of these people... You've just introduced me to the Met Gala.
I know, right?
Is that fancy dress?
It's not fancy dress. They have a theme every year, and this year's theme was camp. I mean, they all look ridiculous, let's be honest.
They look ridiculous. And
what's camp about a burger, Katy Perry? Could turn up in a burger.
Well, what would you do? Let's say you got an invite for the Met Gala, right? What would you turn up wearing for that? What's your... Come on, let's brainstorm. What are you having? Would you do the crab again?
Yeah, actually. I probably would go down that road again.
Yeah, and I'll turn up in... I want to look like Ray Mears, and I'll come with a fishing rod, and I'd probably would perform something on the red carpet where I throw a rod out and catch you.
Yeah. Anyway, when Harry was last kind of around doing promo and he was everywhere, you did try and copy his style. Obviously, Harry's is kind of couture. Yours just involved going down to River Island and buying the jazziest shirt you could find.
Mate, he's not a bad-looking bloke. He's... an alright looking bloke. There's better looking people listening right now.
I would pay you if you turn up in heels and a black blouse at some point this week.
Is that what he wore?
Have you not seen?
Oh, I've not seen it yet.
Oh, you need to see Harry's outfit and then please recreate.
Scott Mills.
So Sam, you need a Chris Stark guide to Britain, don't you?
Yeah, I could do with one.
To where?
To Huddersfield.
Okay, why have you chosen there?
Well, I live there. I've grown up there. I'm 23, born and bred. And I think I just get bored wanting something to do. I've heard some of the guys before and I thought they're great. And I just think, well, why can't I have one for Huddersfield? I live here. I get bored. Me and my girlfriend are always looking for something to do. Okay. Me and my mates as well.
See, normally this is when people are going somewhere new for a weekend, but I appreciate that you've reached out to us for your hometown.
Well, I think this is a good spin on it, actually, because it's very easy to think the grass is always greener with other places. You're hearing good things about these other places through the guides. You're hearing about Cardiff. You're hearing about Southend. And you're hearing about these wonderful places and thinking, God, maybe I just need to be reminded of the good things in my place.
Yeah.
Grass isn't always greener, my friend.
I know.
But you'll probably hear loads of people going, oh yeah, but Leeds is really good. And you're like, oh, well, I live in Huddersfield.
Yeah, I mean, I work in Leeds and Leeds is a great night out. But Huddersfield, I mean, yeah, we just get bored all the time. And there is good nights out there, don't get me wrong, it's really cheap and stuff, but I want something new now. That's why I'm asking.
Oh, yeah, but it's not about necessarily getting something new. You see, this is the problem. Often people cheat because they think it's going to be, you know, a bit more exciting. There's something that they're missing out on. Mm. They go and play away somewhere else, right? You don't need to do that. What you need to do is just get re-excited about what you've got. And that's what I want from this. I want you to be excited about Huddersfield.
It's all right there for you, Sam, in Huddersfield. You're just not realising.
Yeah, I know. Maybe I'm blind to it.
I know. And yeah, but you know, you've lived there all your life and, you know, you've been to Barnsley, you've experienced Bradford, you've had a little round Brighouse and Halifax, and it's not enough for you.
Yeah, exactly. What I want to do is just slip Huddersfield into a bit of lingerie there and excite you.
Yeah, we're going to reignite the flame for you next.
Scott Mills.
So Sam is here.
Yep.
And he wants you, Chris, through one of your guides, to breathe some life back into it for him.
You want to feel passionate. It's the same thing every day, isn't it? Same town for life. But what you need is just to be reminded of why you enjoy it in the first place, perhaps.
Yeah.
You thought it was just halfway between Leeds and Manchester, but it's so much more. Are you ready?
I'm absolutely ready for it.
Okay, here is the Chris Stark guide to Huddersfield.
Huddersfield, Huddersfield, Huddersfield. Or as it was written in the Doomsday Book, Odersfield. Throughout its glorious history, Huddersfield has seen an Iron Age, a Roman Age, a Saxon Age. Of course, they've seen an Industrial Age. And now many would say it's enjoying its Golden Age. It may have been voted the worst place to live.
It may have been voted the worst place to live in 2018 by one online poll, but don't believe the critics. This is a proud and noble Yorkshire town. Not as big as its neighbours, Leeds, Bradford and Manchester, granted, but it certainly packs a punch. Scott, play the stereotypical Yorkshire music. Could the others boast famous sons and daughters like Doctor Who's Jodie Whittaker, Dr. Spock's Sir Patrick Stewart, and footballer's wife star Zoe Lucker? An eye for a bargain, perhaps. Pound Stretcher was founded there. Every penny really counts in Huddersfield. How many other Yorkshire towns can claim a Premier League football team? This guide is correct as of May 2019. And the sport of rugby league was actually invented there. Huddersfield really is a cultural Adonis. Did you know it's the home to Britain's largest nodding dog statue? Listen up, art fans. Huddersfield Station has a famous neoclassical fuckard.
What?
I don't know. It's written down here. I've opted from Wikipedia. Described by poet John Bettingen as the most splendid in England.
What's a fuckard?
I don't know. Something outside the station, perhaps. And outside the station sits a statue of Harold Wilson. Facade. That's what I meant to say. Apologies.
Okay, facade.
And outside the station sits a statue of Harold Wilson, one of two prime ministers born in Huddersfield. And just a glance at TripAdvisor tells you just how much this statue is loved. Quote, I have regularly found this statue to get in the way when walking to the train station. Whilst it serves as a good climbing frame or basis on which first-year students can place a traffic cone, I see no other reason for such an eyesore to appear outside what is such a beautiful train station. Close quote. But surely the town they affectionately and imaginatively nickname the Hods, biggest cultural export, must be its contribution to everyone's summer of 2009. That's right, Kavos favourite You What was written in Huddersfield by DJ Q and MC Bones.
Baseline crew on the show, we get the crowd hype.
You what,
it's Bones on the mic.
You what,
get mad all you like.
You what,
no beef to spice.
You what,
we get the crowd hype.
You what,
and on a Saturday night, this track can be heard ringing through the streets of the HUD. And what a night it is. You might find yourself in Tokyo. Don't worry, you haven't been transported across the world. You're in one of Huddersfield's premier nightclubs, Tokyo, grooving to the sounds of DJ Jamie B. It's the local resident.
Okay.
Back to the normal music, Scott.
Hello.
Do you know him?
No.
No trip to Huddersfield is complete without a trip to the iconic Castle Hill. The 33-metre high tower offers panoramic views across the city. It's rated as the number one student barbecue spot. It's the place to go if you want to get off with someone, and many people do. HUD really is famous all over the world. You hear it talked about in many songs, like this from DMX. Where the HUD, where the HUD at?
Where the HUD at?
And local artist Mr. Huddersfield of Mr. Huddersfield of the Library wrote this song with Jay-Z.
I'm forever young.
Forever young.
Do you really want to live forever?
And you can be forever young, Sam, in Huddersfield. It really is the Huddersfield forever, of dreams.
Forever, forever young.
And there you go, Sam. You must be so proud of Huddersfield.
I am absolutely so proud of Huddersfield right now.
Yeah. Does it get you excited about Huddersfield? Does it make you want to be inside it again?
Well, yeah. Yeah, actually. Maybe one day when I have kids, I can tell them all this stuff. Yeah. And they'll probably just look at me and laugh.
Yeah, and your children's children.
Sam, I hope that's put the lingerie back on Huddersfield.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys.
Scott Mills.
Don't know how you missed out that Huddersfield is the home of Fox's Biscuits.
Oh, yeah.
That wasn't in the guide. Ruth in Huddersfield says, you've really jazzed up Huddersfield. Thank you. Lucy, currently a student in Oxford, says, yes, my hometown of Huddersfield made me feel a little bit homesick there, finally getting the recognition it deserves.
A couple of people noticing that spot in Huddersfield that I said that people will go to. A good place to get off, let's say you're on a date, you want to drive somewhere, you know. I think it's the equivalent of, where I'm from, Harrow View. yeah. which is an absolutely stunning place that you can go to, and it sort of just stretches out. Lovely views from up there. Mm. I'd love it if someone was listening from Harrow View right now. I used to have lots of good times there. How about you, Eastleigh?
Eastleigh, it's probably the bandstand in the park.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
But that's, you can't really drive to that as such, can you?
No. Oh, there's bits of Chandler's Ford that are...
Yeah. Yeah. What, near the Asda?
Yes, actually.
Yeah, I think I know what you mean.
How do you know that?
Well, I was a student at Southampton, wasn't I? So the mistake you can make round there is you drive to the Common.
Southampton Common?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all on.
Yeah, don't park up there.
No.
But I think every town has these spots, don't they?
Yeah.
Oh, it'd be interesting to sort of make a map of them.
Somewhere you can drive to, you know?
Yeah.
What a joy, says Ollie in Huddersfield. Everyone from Huddersfield's on, loving this. Big up the HUD. Didn't know half of that stuff, and I've lived it all my life. Josh in Huddersfield says, that actually brought a tear to my eye. Beautiful. Yeah, get in touch. What's your local go-to place?
Yeah, one with a beautiful view.
Yes.
Scott Mills.
Tomorrow on the show will be Harvey. H-R-V-Y Harvey. Tomorrow, 3 p.m. Getting all excited because he's got his first big weekend coming up in Middlesbrough.
I did enjoy him on Lorraine. I think it was today, maybe yesterday, having to say why he's single. And you know how Lorraine has these conversations? It was really awkward for him. Because he just wants to get on with doing his music and doing his thing. He's having the time of his life.
So why are you single?
Yeah, it was very much that.
I like when Lorraine goes in. No, tell me why. So yeah, Harvey on tomorrow at 3 o'clock. I was daring Chris earlier to please turn up later this week to Radio 1 in the look that Harry Styles was rocking last night at the Met Ball. Heels and a black see-through blouse. Although you will struggle to probably find that in New Look.
True that. True that. Or River Island. The thing is with it, Scott, I think he's an all right looking bloke, but yeah. You're told that he's good looking, so you have to go along with that.
Chris said people only think Harry Styles is good looking because we keep being told that this is true, that he is. Sarah, what are you saying?
I agree, to be honest. I agree with Chris. I think it's because he's famous, really, and he was in a boy band. Mm. And people do say, oh, yeah, he's the best looking one out of One Direction. But no, I think Chris is far better looking.
Oh okay, yeah. Right. I'd love to hear this explained.
He's an average looking guy, and with the you know, the long hair and everything, he's just, hey. And the tattoos, people think he's a bit different and alternative, but I think, yeah.
Are you describing me or Harry Styles? Because you've got me bang wrong. I worry you're looking at the wrong picture.
No, that's Harry Styles.
Okay, but why is Chris better looking? That's what I want to hear explained. I would love to hear the explanation.
He's conventionally handsome, really. He's got really nice, he's got a really nice face, and he's nice just really face. Nice. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. This is great.
Conventional, nice face.
Thank you so much for coming on. Yeah, this is awesome. So better
welcome.
Looking than Harry Styles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
Styles can get in the bin. It's all about you, hon.
Scott Mills.
I forgot to mention that you were actually excellent on Soccer AM the other day.
Oh, high praise indeed from you. Thank you so much. Yeah, I went on. I took my chance. What do you think of the goal? Did you see it?
Yeah, I saw it on your Instagram. And then loads of people were like, really? Because I did a gig... at the weekend, and loads of people on Saturday night were like, yeah, did you see Chris on Soccer AM? I guess you didn't see it, Grimmy.
I do like Soccer AM.
Not for the
football bit, just like the vibe.
I like the vibe.
Right? I don't know what they're saying, but it's fun.
Yeah, I agree. You don't have to know anything to actually really enjoy it.
I do love having it on.
Yeah.
But I did see it on Instagram when I saw Chris yesterday, and I said, good volley.
Yeah, that's right. Thank but what I love about people is like all work colleagues and that, turn up yesterday, they're all saying, oh, great, great goal.
I mean, it's
been
a complete
very supportive.
Luck. Complete luck, wasn't
what do you
it?
Mean it's complete luck. I'd love you to have a go
looks
at it. You know, you've got to take
it
a volley.
It's like luck.
Yeah. Should we go on it together?
Yes. We're like, I don't know what you're saying, but it's really fun. Yeah. 100%.
I think you, I'd love to see you have a go at it.
Well, yeah, you know I'd miss, obviously.
No, not necessarily, because if you're saying it's a fluke, you're saying that you could potentially do it and just be really lucky.
Mm. And it did look like luck, but yeah. But well done anyway.
Oh. Soccer AM anthem.
Cam.
Scott Mills.
Back tomorrow from 1 on Radio 1 with Harvey joining me at 3 o'clock.
Scott Mills.